What's up, nerds and music lovers? It's time for another exciting episode of Nerd Tunes.
Nerd Tunes. I'm just going to keep doing this all day.
I was waiting for the song, you know, end it like a Metallica song where every song ends with, or every line ends with, ah.
All right. I don't know what he says when he's live.
I've never listened to him live, so I have no clue. Anyway, welcome to another episode of Nerd Tunes. Today's exciting episode, we are going in the Wayback Machine. We're gonna hit 88 miles an hour and go to the 90s. I guess.
Yeah. I don't. But that
doesn't track.
Your nerd references are getting all jumbled.
They are. It's the lack of sleep.
No, we are doing 90s one-hit wonders.
That's right.
We had so much fun with our 80s one-hit wonders. Now we're doing the 90s.
And 90s, going through them, man, some of the songs in the 90s were just stupid.
Awful.
Yeah.
But then there were some gems.
Yeah, there were.
I had a couple that...
For every Smash Mouth, there was a...
Sir Mix-a-Lot. I don't know. I was going to say, there were a couple that didn't make my list for my top five. And I'll be honest with you, Baby Got Back was one of them.
You'd sent me that, and I'm like, I can't judge. I can't judge because I like big butts and I cannot lie. So,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have seen... countless white people karaoke Baby Got Back in my life, and it never gets old, and it's just a ton of fun. It's a great song. The dude's from Seattle. I mean, I gotta give him props. I love Sir Mix.
I would catch, like, I know like the first five lines, and after that I'm like, nah, that's it, I'm done.
All I know is Red Beans and Rice didn't miss her.
I don't know if I can remember that line.
I could pull random lines from that song all day. So, but yeah, so we're here to do 90s
one-hit wonders,
and we each got our top five.
Yep.
Which I'm gonna just preface with: this is volume one because there were a lot of there. I easily could put together a second top five list.
Oh, don't get me started on 80s one-hit wonders. I could do like five volumes.
I think we need to go another decade or two before we start repeating
and doing volume two.
So, do you want to get this thing kicked off?
Let's start this mofo.
All right, so the first, my number five, it comes from a band who I would say, I mean, technically they had one, probably two, maybe three hits, okay, but they definitely just had one album that anybody ever really knew them from. It's a little band called the Presidents of the United States of America.
She's lumped. She's Lump.
It's Peaches.
Okay.
Is the song I went with. Just a little background on this band. They were signed by a small little label out of Seattle and then picked up by Columbia Records in, I think it said 1995, something like that. And yeah, their singles were Lump, Peaches, and Kitty.
Kitty, I don't know if I've ever heard that one.
You'd recognize it if you heard it, but it definitely didn't get as much airplay.
Okay.
There's just something really fun about this. The music is them in an orange grove, or well, I guess technically a peach grove,
right?
Fighting ninjas. I don't know. They were just like a fun, goofy band. They were almost like ska adjacent in their kind of like goofy attitude as far as playing. And
not
the music
ska, but the same kind of
attitude, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that was the song that I picked. So I bring you from the Wayback Machine, Peaches.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can, they were put there by a man in a factory. country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a loose old twist, squished a rotten peach in my fist, and dreamed about you, a woman.
Just millions of peaches, Scott.
Peaches,
and they're
for me.
All free.
That's amazing.
I don't think you understand.
I think I got it.
Yeah. Okay. So in listening to that again, I would say they're actually more in that sort of that fun rock of like Weezer category,
right?
Like early Weezer and that kind of
the sweater song and all.
Yeah,
that
kind of stuff. Yeah. So, but yeah, that certainly was peaches.
It was indeed peaches. Yes.
So what have you brought to the table for your number five?
My number five is, now going through the list, this one caught me by surprise at how much I actually like this song. And it's, I know nothing about the band. They had this song and this song only, and that's it. They're British, believe it or not, it's a British hip hop group, which I mean, me and
Britpop?
Brit hip hop.
Oh, Brit hip hop.
Brit hip hop.
Brit hip hop.
Exactly.
Still going to combine it into one word.
Which me and hip-hop, we don't really usually jive well together.
Okay.
But for some reason, I love the song Connected by the Stereo MCs.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. So
there's two of them. One on each side.
Yes, there is.
Stupid.
So funny.
Not really.
In your own mind. Anyway, I'm kidding. So, yeah, I don't know much about them. That says, according to the old Wikipedia, they're still around. Good luck finding them. I'm sure there's some in some club in England somewhere doing, and they're listening to this going, fuck you, man.
Each of them working the same drive-through, like one taking the money and one handing the food out.
I see what you did there. You're continuing the joke. I like it.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, yeah, this song, I don't even know when the hell this song came out, but hey, riff a little bit while I figure this out.
So, would you like fries? With that
no.
Sick beat? you didn't have your Stereo MCs queued up?
I didn't. Actually, okay, 1992.
Okay.
Yeah, the year I graduated from high school, this song was a huge hit.
I think you walked down the aisle to this when you picked up your diploma.
Either that or my wife.
Right.
It was around the same time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Play the song.
All right, here we go.
Uh-huh.
So I see through you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the writing is on the wall.
It is.
But you got to get yourself connected. Like a couple of stereo MCs.
Right. One in each ear.
Right.
Right.
Okay. I felt like I was watching a Guy Ritchie movie in my head while listening to that. That just seems like the kind of thing that he puts to like some sort of like heist montage in a movie.
Right. Right. There's no sound or anything. It's in black and white. It moves very fast or like shades of blue.
I think they're called slam cuts. Where they're like one quick thing to the next.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. No, yeah. Stereo MC, they're great. I like that song a lot.
That song is great. I haven't heard anything else of you.
But that's why they're a one-hit wonder.
Yes. I was working at Music Plus whenever that song came out. Mm-hmm. So I actually remembered having the CD and we'd pop it in. We'd listen to it. That song would come on. I'm like, hey, this is great. I literally remember none of the rest of the album.
No, well, there you go.
So
that's the only one you need to remember.
That's right.
So coming in at my number four is a single from 1995, the year I graduated. And this would have been a weird song to walk down the aisle to pick up Diploma to. It's actually by the band Filter, and it's called Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that would not be a good thing.
And it's about the public suicide of Pennsylvania State Treasurer R. Bud Dwyer. He had been convicted on bribery charges in December of 1986 and was expected to receive a long sentence. And professing his innocence and decrying the legal system, Dwyer shot himself with a 357 Magnum during a press conference.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and I think it was like filmed. Like it wasn't just like in front of the press.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
So, Jesus. Filter wrote the song about that, and because of the timing of it, everyone just assumed that it was about the 1994 suicide of Kurt Cobain. But it was not. It was about this guy instead.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So on that upbeat note, I bring you Filter, Hey Man, Nice Shot. I said, nice shot, man.
Hey, man. Nice shot.
Nice shot.
That is some seriously messed up crap right there,
when
man.
When you know the background of it, it adds an extra layer of being dark.
Yeah, no kidding.
But
I
listen
surprise.
To it because it's a really good, like, heavy rock song.
It is. It
and
is.
This was a lot of what I was listening to in the high school era was sort of the more rock stuff that came out. A lot of grunge was hot for me too. Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Actually, I refused to get into them right off the bat.
See, so, now, in the grunge arena, Pearl Jam was the band that I liked the most because to me they sounded more just rock and roll mm-hmm. over... Alice in Chains was, for me at that point in time, even though I was a goth kid, go figure, it was too dark. It was too heavy and dark, I think. I like the poppy, dark stuff. So,
I was really drawn to Alice in Chains and their kind of song lyrics and stuff. I even used, for some English project, we were able to use band lyrics for like a poetry collection book we were writing kind of thing. And I used Man in a Box as inspiration to write a poem.
Okay.
Kind of thing. So, yeah, I like them. I liked Alice in Chains a lot.
Nice.
Soundgarden a little bit. But and
I could
mainly,
not stand
like I said,
voice.
Pearl Jam, I love now and have even their albums into their adult phase where it's not grunge anymore and it's almost dad rock at this point.
Anytime you turn it on, it immediately sounds like classic rock.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But they were so huge. I waited until like their second or third album before I was caved and went, okay, they're awesome.
Right.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck's the norm, man. Something like that. So moving on to number three.
Or it's my number two.
Your number four.
Number four, because we're going to... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott's just now starting the coffee in this particular episode.
Right.
We started very early. Sun's just coming up over the horizon. We're recording in the dark, as far as you know.
Absolutely.
And, it's not at all 11:05 in the morning.
No, not at all.
You know, that's how rockers do it, though, man. We don't get up before noon.
That's right.
I apologize. I was going twice on accident. What's your number four?
Oh, well, my number four, Kevin. It's from a band called Sponge. And
I love Sponge.
Do you?
I do, actually. Okay, cool. Not ironically.
Not ironically, yeah. They had, I don't know, two songs that kind of did something, and I picked out of that the lesser popular.
Waxastatic?
Yes,
that one of them?
I believe that was.
Yeah.
But they had the one song, Molly, which everybody assumed was about Molly Ringwald, because, you know, 16 Candles,
sure.
The song was called Molly, even though they insist that it's not. Even though I have heard in the past that these guys are pretentious assholes and would, you know, say whatever they want to say just to, you know, just to fuck with people's heads. But the song that I heard that I really enjoyed back in that album was called Plowed. And it's just it's a nice driving hard rocking tune, and I like the guy's voice. I like the music behind it. It's just a good song.
Right, Waxastatic was their second album. Rotting Pinata
was
their first one.
I didn't even realize they had a second.
And
album.
Yeah, they got like the song Penny Wheels is great. Rotting Pinata is a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Nina Menasha, I don't know how to pronounce that. Right?
I
like, there are so many on this album that are great. Plowed, I think, was probably closest to a radio single for them.
Molly was Molly was the big hit, and then all of a sudden Plowed came out, and I'm like, oh man, this is a cool song. And then I heard it was Sponge. And I actually remember I was driving down the road listening to, I think we've mentioned X1039, mm-hmm. the Inland Empire's X alternative
R.I.P.
rocks. Yeah. No, they can rest. They don't need
to. Rest in pieces,
bitches. They sucked. But anyway, I'm listening to the radio. It's the only alternative radio we had out here at the time. And Plowed came on. I'm like, damn, that's a good song. And it said it was Sponge. And I actually remember getting excited thinking...
Wait. So that's our intern in the background who's doing music research for us and not wearing headphones.
That was great.
X1039.
Yeah, listening to the radio, Plowed comes on. I'm listening to it. I'm all pumped because the song is just kick-ass. And it comes on saying, oh, it's Sponge. And Walmart was right there off the road. I pulled in. I went into Walmart. I bought the album.
Dang.
And yeah, I know. That's it. That's my history of Sponge.
There you go.
So interesting.
Anyway, I'm enthralled.
Are you enthralled?
I'm taking it all in.
Are you?
Like a thing that absorbs things.
I see where you're going though.
Thank you, intern.
We need an intern more often. This is
no,
cool.
I'm good.
All right,
play your song.
With no further ado.
Sponge. I think that would fit well into a like whatever happened to episode, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whatever happened to that band? Because I thought they were doing, they had two albums in a row that had some good songs on them and then just kind of like lost to the 90s, unfortunately.
I bet you if I would have kept up their Wikipedia page as I was it doing my told research, you. It would have told me. Yeah.
Which drive-thru to find them at currently?
With the Stereo MCs.
Right. What, like the guy from Sponge is the manager and...
I think every one of these bands, they have a member that works at that restaurant.
Yeah. Like some magic fast food.
It's
like
a Wendy's somewhere.
Sir Mix-a-Lot's like on the fry later in the back.
Jesus. And... It's not even a popular restaurant, though. It's
actually,
like
no, he'd
Wendy's
be on the grill because burgers got buns.
There you go. There you go.
I like big buns in a can.
No, I gotcha.
You see? No, come on. Let me gild the lily just
please,
a little bit
go
more.
Ahead, go
all
ahead.
All right. So my number three.
Number three.
Came from 1994.
That's a good year.
Yes.
I remember and, that year.
And it's from the band called Toadies.
Okay.
And the song is called Possum Kingdom,
okay.
Which was probably their biggest radio single.
Wasn't that the name of the album it was on too?
It was from the album Rubberneck.
Okay, I'm completely
wrong. And so I want to give you a little bit of background on this song, Possum Kingdom. So Possum Kingdom Lake is a real place in North Texas near Fort Worth. And there was a documentary called Dark Secrets, The Stories of Rubberneck. Whatever. Possum Kingdom, well, that's where the lake was, it was featured in that documentary.
Okay.
And Possum Kingdom is a continuation of the story that's told in the song I Burn. And that song is about...
You can't see my face right now, but I've got just, this really confused look
I've got
on
a flow chart.
Okay.
All right. So there's the song I Burn.
Okay.
And that's...
Is that also by the Toadies?
Yes. And that okay. song is about cult members who set themselves on fire in order to ascend to a higher plane.
Yeah, and because they become ash.
Correct.
And it's really painful.
Right. So right. Possum Kingdom was about one of those immolated people becoming just smoke. And he goes to Possum Kingdom and tries to find someone to join him.
How much drugs? So, how many drugs did this band take?
So there's the song. There's the lyric in the song, like "Do you want to die?" You know that.
Oh,
that
I
kind
know
of
the song.
Stuff.
Okay,
so
okay.
it's the ghost specter trying to get someone to join him at the lake to ascend to the higher plane.
Your music is dark today, man.
It is. Sorry, the '90s were not a good time for this drama nerd. So,
you know, people always give me shit because I listen to, you know, Depressed Mode mm-hmm. and The Cure and all
if
those.
If only they knew
goth.
That the real darkness laid in the rock music. I think our parents are right all those years that the rock is the devil's tool.
It could very well be. You guys just wore a lot of makeup and had dumb hair.
Kinda. I don't know. All that I really took away from this was it was a great rock song and it was fun to sing along to. Other than that, couldn't really give a shit about.
Apparently, it's good to light yourself on fire too.
I was not emulating the emulation.
Okay, I like what you did there.
Good alliteration.
Very cool. Oh man!
All right, number three, Toadies, Possum Kingdom.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight. By my side.
I liked it.
We got a really crazy ass remix though, and listening to that, that was creepy as hell.
Yeah, in our headphones, for some reason, the guitar was gone. The music track was missing, yeah. So it was just the weird, creepy,
echoey, haunting voice
vocal. And I'll be honest with you,
I kind of liked it better.
Since we were just talking about, like, you know, ghosts and people killing themselves, then I was like, shit, haunted track.
Yep. That was pretty cool, actually.
But I think maybe I can recreate that and put it up as bonus content,
hey,
Scott.
I like that.
And you know where? On our Patreon.
Oh.
That's right. We hit the middle of the show. That's where we drop our social media plugs for the first time.
When we remember to.
Well, you know, whatever. like I said, it's pre-dawn. We're tired.
That's right.
That kind of stuff. But yeah, we have joined Patreon. And you can just go to Patreon.com/NerdsWithAttitude. And there is tons of stuff you can get by supporting us for as low as a dollar.
Yep.
Where you can get shout outs on our podcast, like.
Like Brenda, a.k.a. Mom.
Hey,
thanks,
Brenda.
Mom.
Thanks, Mrs. Krueger. This show, you know, we don't just play dad rock. We also play mom rock,
that's
apparently.
Right. That's right.
But yeah, no, you've got, you can get shout outs. You can pick things that you want us to talk about. We do have our other show also, which is just Nerds with Attitude, where we talk pop culture, that kind of stuff. And you can contribute to that. You can also suggest things like, suggest a movie for us to review.
Oh, there
and,
you go.
And that will be bonus content available to Patreon members.
I actually like that idea.
You can even go further down where you can get Scott here to draw you a sketch of your favorite pop culture character.
There you go.
So things like that. And all that money goes to pay for equipment and dues and music tracks that play on both channels, that kind of stuff.
The show may be free for you guys to listen to, but it is not free for us to produce.
Yes, it does cost money to put it together. And we're not even talking like gas money to drive around to each other's houses, studios, to do the recording.
Yes,
it's strictly for like hosting fees and stuff like that. So.
I mean, I wouldn't mind gas money. I do live like 60 miles away from you, so, you know.
We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Well, hit up your mom. Tell her to be
Mom,
Patreon at a higher level.
We're gonna do another Nerd Tunes. Can you support? Can you give me some gas money to go to Kevin's house?
So,
oh my God, it's high school all over again.
But also you can find us at nerdswithattitudepodcast.com, where are links to all of our social media websites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those good ones.
Or if you just go straight to one of those sites, just look up Nerds with Attitude Podcast. Look for our logo, except no substitutes. Our logo is a hand with the Thundercats tattoo on its wrist, holding the microphone with a whole bunch of G.I. Joe and...
It's a hand holding a microphone with a bunch of nerd stuff shooting out of
That's
it.
That's right.
Which is pretty much what we're doing here. We're holding microphones and a bunch of nerd stuff is shooting out of our mouths.
That's pretty much it.
So
it's very on the nose that way.
Correct.
So
so check us out. We appreciate your support, your likes. Facebook, we always post links, and we want to hear what your comments are to the shows that we put up. So we want to know your top five 90s one-hit wonders.
That's right. And I also want to say thank you to Ramses. I don't know where you are, Ramses, and I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce your last name. But thank you for always listening to us and leaving us comments on our show feed. It's
I'm just
awesome.
Going to assume he's an Egyptian god.
That works for me.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Please don't kill us with millions of scarabs like I've seen in the movies.
Lord Ramses.
Yes.
Yes.
Or that,
all right.
The girl with the eyebrows.
That's scary.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. So let's move on to your number three.
My number three, it not only qualifies as a one-hit wonder of the 1990s, it's actually from 1998, so we're ramping down here in the 90s. We're about to say hello to Y2K and the imminent destruction that Y2K is going to bring everybody and all the computer systems that are going to fail. Along comes this song. And not only is it a one-hit wonder, but it's also one of my favorite songs. So
okay.
I would put it in probably the top 20 songs. I don't know why. There's just something about it. It's got great lyrics. It's got great music to it. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's just a fun song. I like it. It's by the band Fuel.
I like Fuel.
Okay. I like Fuel too. It gets you going.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you around.
Shut up.
Look, you do that shit to me all the time.
And if you're going to take my crap jokes, you're going to... You're gonna feel my wrath.
So the song is called Shimmer.
She calls me from the cold, just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All that she intends. And all she keeps inside is in on the label. She says she's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? Can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able. And I break at the bend. We're here and now. Will we ever be again? 'Cause I have found all that shimmers in this world is sure to fade away. So dream, champagne, dream. Strawberry surprise, pink linen on white paper, lavender and cream. Fills up butterflies, reality escapes her.
Gets me going.
Now you're stealing my
I know, right?
My stolen joke.
I would actually say I think I like a lot of some of Fuel's later works, like from the early 2000s, a little bit better. But I do like Jesus or a Gun from that first album.
Okay, I remember
a lot.
That one. Yeah,
it's a really good one. What was it you were saying? A Hemorrhage in My Hand.
Hemorrhage
is,
in My
is
Hand
probably
was the
other
one.
Big hit that yeah. they have. So.
So this is a one hit wonder in my own head.
Yes, that was definitely. I mean, they're one hit from the 90s.
Yeah,
technically. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's Fuel.
I didn't know that they continued on afterward.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had a couple albums. They're not bad.
Says they're still active.
Yeah.
So, hey, sorry that I'm calling you guys a one-hit wonder. Not that you're listening, but hey.
Look, it's not our fault that the radio machine moves on from certain bands.
That really is the way this goes.
Because they're bands that are, you know, viable, you know, for 20 years, put out 10 albums, but only had one song that hit the radio, and the rest of it could be great. They're good performers that still draw crowds,
right?
But that they're a one-hit wonder, though, and that's as far as the criteria of what we're doing here. So,
right.
Not saying that these bands are not talented. Matter of fact, if they
absolutely.
Were not talented, there are tons of one-hit wonders that are not talented that did not make these lists.
Like Milli Vanilli, who didn't even actually perform their one
right.
hit. So, yeah. Yeah, Kevin's mouthing, "Girl, You Know It's True" right now.
Right.
So he's doing the dance.
No, I was
too.
Singing Blame It on the Rain.
Oh, Blame It on the Rain?
Right.
Oh, okay.
But that's a spot-on Milli Vanilli impression,
it
right?
It was. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, do it again. Blame It on the Rain. Yeah, Yeah. See, there we go.
You could see that in purpose.
If you had a video, if we had the camera on us right now, you'd see that.
Yeah.
That was great.
All right. So moving on to number two.
Number two.
Continuing with my dark, depressing high school rock phase, apparently. I picked Stabbing Westward, and the song is What Do I Have to Do?
Saw them open for Depeche Mode once.
Okay.
Yeah. They were good.
Okay.
In San Bernardino, of all places.
Well, you have to.
As you do.
So, I'm looking at Wikipedia for this, and it is the most boring, no information write-up of it. It's like, the song was released as the first single from the band's 1996 album.
And?
That's pretty much, we're done.
Okay.
And then I read, okay, well, what about the music video? And it's literally just a shot-by-shot description. Music video begins with a shot of the vocalist in the desert. The song begins with a woman singing the first verse. The chorus starts, the end of the chorus. Car drives off. During the second verse, the video cuts between the two of them singing. At the video's end, the camera pulls down and reveals that Hall and the woman have both died.
This is the most
I'm like
this is the most boring pop-up video I've ever seen.
Seriously. Boop.
Wow.
Boop, boop. Right, there you go. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. It kind of feels like a teen angsty breakup songy kind of thing to me,
right,
which is probably why I liked it so much at the time in high school.
You're so dark, Kevin.
For that girl that wouldn't talk to me, whatever your name was now. Like, I don't know, and have a shrine on my... Never mind. I don't, with the eyes cut out. So, Stabbing Westward.
Turn and look at our intern to make sure she's not throwing daggers at you.
Which she is. So, we're going to move on immediately to song number two, Stabbing Westward. What Do I Have to Do, from 1996.
What do I have to do to make you happy? What do I
just tell me, what do I have to do to get you to play your number two?
My number two? You've got to... I'm trying to remember the lyrics of the song we just listened
to. No, that's pretty much it.
That's it.
What do I have to do to, you know, make you love me, make you, for, you know, whatever. And if I can't make you love me, mm-hmm. Scott,
yes.
Just tell me what I have to do to forget about you and your number two, which sounds like we're talking about poop. So we're going to move on.
Yeah.
No poop talk here.
That got very uncomfortable very
Sorry.
Quick. That's okay. Love you, Kevin. All right, on keeping along with the bands that have survived past their one hit, and as a matter of fact, I think the music actually got better after the one-hit wonder, I'm going with my number two band is the Eels. Have you ever heard the Eels?
I have, and I've actually seen them live.
No, you haven't. Have you really?
Uh-huh. They did... tour years ago, probably 10, 12 years ago.
Okay.
Kind of toured with a, not quite an orchestra, but definitely like a string section and like mm-hmm. a guy who played like a saw and some, you know, hipstery types.
As
of
you do.
And, but very kind of a stripped down, almost acoustic only, like he came out wearing a suit. It felt like you were watching theater.
Did he have his really big beard at that
yes,
time?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yeah. So but, and also beard. Like, kind of demanded the audience like sit there quietly and like enjoy the song and not like with the screaming and shouting like you're at the theater kind of thing. But yeah, really, really good show live. I really enjoyed them.
So the album, the song that I'm going to pick, it's called Novocaine for the Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that is their one hit that it was on the radio. But if you enjoyed that song, the rest of their catalog sounds nothing like that. It's actually very emotional. You talk about the deep, dark, depressing music of the mm-hmm. 90s and all that. He's got an album called Electroshock Blues. It is one of the best albums I've ever heard in my life, and it's just sad. His sister had committed suicide, mm-hmm. so it was like a love letter to her and how he coped with the loss of a sister. And Mark Oliver Everett is his name, and he actually, before the band The Eels was around, he just went as E.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a song whenever I was working at the music store called A Man Named E. Mm-hmm. And it was a great album. And he had a follow-up to that called Broken Toy Shop. And then after that, The Eels came out. And it took me the longest time to realize it was the same guy. But albums like Daisies of the Galaxy his albums are just great.
Yeah. No, they're really well written. Very soulful singing in a lot of them.
Yeah.
And you can get the live tour mm-hmm. that I saw them at. They put out an album for.
Oh, nice. So, which one was that?
I don't have that at my fingertips, but okay. If you give me a second to
talk a little bit more here.
Fast, I can find that for you.
Okay.
And it is called something like Eels with String.
Eels with String.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Live at Town Hall.
All right. Nice. I will check that out because I absolutely love this band.
Yeah, it was released in February of 2006.
Okay, cool. I will check it out.
I recommend it.
But with no further ado, I'm going to go ahead and hit play on this track. And we're
going
to listen to Novocaine for the Soul.
Life is hard, and so am I. You'd better give me something so I don't die. And his lawyer are coming back.
The false stop in the middle of that song gets me every time.
Does it?
Yeah. He's like, before I sputter out, and then just like cold hard stop.
It doesn't even sputter, it just stops.
Yeah, and it's like a second longer than you think it would be. You're like, is that it? Every time.
There's an extra beat to it.
Yep.
Or lack of a beat to it.
Right.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I love that song. It's a great song. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Eels, they're sad.
Mystery.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So moving on to number one. Man, we're done. Man, we're almost done with our 90s one-hit wonders already. This one is, I've often in the past talked about the playlist on my iPod called Loud, Fast, and Loud.
Yes.
And this one falls in the fast category. It's from British pop band Republika.
Okay.
I guess they're British Brit pop.
Probably.
Kind of. I don't really know much about them. It came out in 1996.
They left in 1996, in late 96.
Right. It was, and so this was released in the USA in July of 96 and chopped a lot of tarts. Nope. It chopped a lot of tarts. It did. It worked in a kitchen.
Yeah.
And it topped a lot of charts as well. In the U.S. and the U.K.
Oh, God, that was funny.
And I don't know. There's just something. It made my number one for 90s one-hit wonders because it's upbeat. It's peppy, unlike my other four choices, apparently. Right. we bring you now out of the dark times.
don't worry, we'll take you back.
It's fun. It gets me going. Like, I used to, like, put it on, you know, it was on an album. Some soundtrack. I don't remember which one. Probably Go or something. I don't know.
I think you're right.
And so it would come up on, you know, when I'd throw that CD in, and it would just make me want to drive fast and put me in a good mood.
I've got a similar, because my wife makes me run a lot. Mm-hmm. I've got a similar playlist that's just called Run, Scott, Run.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. It's just fast, as poppy as possible, or as hard as possible to get me through the hills.
Yep. So, with no further ado, I hope you have enjoyed my top 590 picks.
I know I have.
And I know I have. They were my picks.
Excellent.
So, anyway, I leave you with this. It's Republika. ready
Words
to go.
Words are hard.
Ready to go.
I'm ready to go now.
I'm so already gone.
Play your song. Let's
gone.
Get out of here.
I'm out of here.
I don't even want to wait for your number one, Scott.
Fine.
That's not true.
My number actually, I really like that song.
I do too.
You're right. It belongs on that playlist of yours. It is a good pick me up song, which is good because I'm about to bring the house down.
All right.
I'm ending on a sad note.
What Depeche Mode track are we talking?
It is not. They're not a one-hit wonder. God damn it. My number one of one hit wonders of the 90s is from a band called the Long Pigs.
I don't know them by name.
You don't know them by name? You might not even know them by song. This is a one hit wonder in my head, at least.
Okay.
It's from their album, The Sun Is Often Out. It's from 1996. The song it's just a beautiful song. So it's British alternative pop. It's around the same time that Oasis really hit it big.
Okay.
But I like these guys, or at least I like the song better than any Oasis song that ever came out. So I'm not a big Oasis fan.
No.
Yeah, they are.
They are bigger than Jesus.
Anyway, so this song is called On and On, and it doesn't go on and on, at least. So it's not like a 10-minute long song, but it is a good song, and I really hope you enjoy it. So. But before we do that, let's plug our social media one more time.
Okay, so you can find us on nerdswithattitudepodcast.com, where you have direct links to all of our social media for Facebook,
Instagram,
Snapchat. Good luck.
No, yeah, try that.
Hey, we parked the name. No one else has got it.
That's true. We should. No, I'm not gonna. I can't do the puppy dog ears. Well,
no, I know, and I'm and I feel I'm doing the world a service by having one less person be able to use Snapchat. Because it's awful. Twitter at Nerdy Attitude. You can find all of us, our stuff there.
That's
Look
right.
for our logo, which is a hand holding a microphone with a bunch of nerd stuff shooting out of it.
That's right.
Like we are broadcasting the nerddom to you. Because you know how sound comes out of a microphone?
Right.
Like it do?
Sure. Yeah. Okay, so maybe I should rethink that logo.
Right. So it's a hand hold. It's like it's now going to be John Cusack holding a boombox with all the nerd stuff shooting out of the boombox.
That's a lot of work, sir.
All right, we'll stick with the microphone.
Okay,
you can also find us on Patreon / Nerds with Attitude, where if you would be so kind, you can support the show. You can get access to bonus content, cool swag, unique stuff like art from our main man, Scott.
Hey, that's me.
Of pretty much anything you want. Tell him what you want him to draw, like a unicorn giving it to Deadpool, and he'll draw
Jesus.
It, you know. It would be very Deadpool, though.
It would be very Deadpool. Right? Great. That'll be my first request.
But it's with the horn.
somebody's actually going to do Patreon just to do that.
I hope so. But also, even if you just want to donate a buck and get some...
No, I have it in my head. I know how I draw that.
Get a shout out like Xerxes did.
Ramses.
And Brenda.
And my mom.
Yeah. So thank you both for supporting the show. It means a lot that you're listening and helping us out to keep these coming out to you. So all that being said, Scott, go ahead and take us out of here with your number one.
All right, everybody. Here is the Long Pigs with the song On and On.
Keep it nerdy.
Keep it nerdy.
Songs that I've sung, yeah, more often than you know, 'cause you're the Lord that I've come to, more often than I've let it show, and I wish you would leave. Wish you would go, and then I wish you didn't need me, and I wish I didn't love you so, 'cause I just can't go on. So please don't do me wrong. No, never anywhere I find you. You're never anything I rely upon. And then I wish you would leave me. And then I wish you would go.